This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, there is so much of hope for the Ummah, especially when we know what is the meaning of the greeting. To begin with the greeting, that greeting itself has a lot of goodness in it. We are saying, Assalamu alaykum, may peace be upon you, wa rahmatullahi, and the mercy of Allah, wa barakatuhu, and the blessings of Allah be upon you. That if you are genuine in that greeting, you would solve a lot of the problems on earth. Now, you would heal the broken heart, because when I see you, I say, may peace be upon you. Wow. And I respond, may peace be upon you too. Do you really want peace to be upon me? If that's the case, you won't harm me. You won't affect me negatively. You won't backbite. You won't gossip. You won't slander. What a peaceful life. What hope there is for this ummah. Subhanallah. How calming and healing it is to hear someone say, Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Assalamu alaikum, my sister. Subhanallah. If you're genuine, the problem with us is we're lacking sincerity. You need to be more genuine with this greeting so that you can heal the soul, the heart, so that you can heal and mend relationships. Assalamu alaikum. And this is why it's very important when you come across believing men and women, pray for them, subhanallah, by greeting them, assalamu alaikum. And that's it. And you know, in verse number 54 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah speaks about how there were some believers who were a little bit less privileged at the time. And Allah instructs the messenger that when these believers come across you, or you see them anywhere, go out of your way to greet them and tell them that Allah has written upon himself to be merciful. Wow, subhanallah. Imagine the healing. I am so amazed by that verse. كَتَبَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ Allah has prescribed upon himself, he has made it obligatory and incumbent upon himself to be merciful. Wow. Allah says, I will be merciful. I am the most merciful. MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And here Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ When the people come to you from the believers, tell them, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you. Kataba ala nafsihi rahmata. Allah has written mercy upon himself and he wants you to be merciful. So if I want the mercy of Allah, what do I do? Subhanallah, that's a powerful question. What do I do to achieve the mercy of Allah? Well, I need to be merciful towards others. Irhamu man fil ardi, yarhamkum man fis sama. Be merciful upon those on earth. The one in the heavens will be merciful upon you. As simple as that. So have a heart filled with mercy. My beloved brothers, my sisters, my mothers, my fathers, my brothers, my sisters, my in-laws, my whoever else it may be. Be merciful. Allah will be merciful upon you. When you are merciful, Allah will be merciful upon you. That's a powerful statement. And then, if you don't, and if you are not merciful, Allah won't be merciful upon you. لا يرحم الله من لا يرحم الناس. Allah does not have mercy upon the one who doesn't have mercy on other people. الناس. الناس here referring to all people, irrespective of their color, their creed, whatever else it may be. You need to be filled with mercy. That mercy is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the greeting brings about mercy because we are saying wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the mercy of Allah. And they reply similarly. And the angels also make a dua for both parties. They supplicate. That is Islam. It teaches us when you greet each other, use a term that is actually a prayer. And reply with a prayer. It's an act of worship. So Allah says, when you're greeted, greet back with a better greeting or with a similar greeting. And then Like I told you, كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةَ. Allah has definitely written for himself mercy. And out of his mercy, he sends angels to protect us. He sends angels to guide us and to guard us. You know, if you look at verse number 61 of Surah Al-An'am, where Allah mentions the hafadah. Hafadah are those who are protectors, the angels of protection. They are known as hafadah. So Allah says, وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَهُ. Allah is indeed, you know, all watchful over his servants. He's in absolute control. And Allah says, he sends upon you angels to protect you. When you have a good relationship with Allah, Allah will protect you. He sends angels to protect you. Now, that is in order to grant us the security. There is hope. I'm not fearful. I'm hopeful in the mercy of Allah, in the protection of Allah. Nothing will happen to me. And at the same time, you can heal. Heal from what? The anxiety, the fear. Don't worry. Allah has reassured you that nothing bad will happen. Allah has reassured you that nothing bad will happen. That is the healing that Allah's offered you from your anxiety and uncertainty, from your fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is why what's very, very important is for us to turn our face in worship of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, he turned to look at the heavens. He saw the stars. He said, no, I can't worship this. He saw the moon. He said, I can't worship this. He saw the sun, very impressed by how big it was, but he said, I cannot worship this, subhanallah. And then what happened? He turns to Allah and he says, وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I've turned my face to the one who created the heavens and the earth in purity, in total correct submission to him alone. And I am not from among those who associates partners in worship with Allah. Recently someone asked me, what's the meaning of association or partnership with Allah? What that means is, I will only worship he who made me, nobody else. So if you worship he who made you, who is Allah, and together with that you worship other people, other sticks, other stones, other whatever, other animals, other people, whatever else it may be, then you have associated partners with Allah in worship. Allah says, in worship you don't associate partners with me. That's the whole test on earth, is to worship only he who made you, he whom you are going to return to. I came from somewhere and I'm going to go back somewhere. So I came from Allah, I'm going back to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We're from Allah, we go back to Allah. Allah says, in the interim, you worship that Allah. That's all. Subhanallah. That's what Islam is all about. To worship Allah alone. To worship Allah alone. So it's important for us to also turn our face in worship to Allah in order to achieve healing. When you turn your face to Allah alone, and it's just you and Allah, and you're praying in the darkness of the night, you will achieve so much of healing. Your soul will be so, so comforted, subhanallah, because prayer brings about that goodness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to be good with our tongues. Not to say bad words, even if you think they were justified, they're not. Allah says, لَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Those who are calling out to deities besides Allah, don't swear them, don't mock at them, don't make a joke of them, because then they will do the same against Allah. And it would have been caused by something you did. So Allah says, don't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely filled with mercy and wisdom. We need to understand those who believe in the meeting with Allah are always concerned about the accounts that they will be handing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one good thing is repentance. When you turn to Allah, that just brings a whole positive vibe to everything. We repent to Allah. Keep seeking His forgiveness. The Prophet, peace be upon him, repented to Allah 100 times a day. More than 70 times a day, according to one narration. That just shows us how important it is to actually pray to seek forgiveness, to repent to Allah, inshallah, we will heal as we repent, as we continue to turn to Allah. And don't doubt the forgiveness of Allah. He is most forgiving, most kind, and He will continue to forgive you. So keep seeking His forgiveness every day until the day you meet Him, and subhanAllah, you'll be smiling all the way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings, grant us paradise, and grant us hope and healing. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين.